Can you kind of do a brief sort of Wikipedia type summary of Merkel cell in terms of number of cases, cell of origin, and clinical presentation?
Well, let me start with cell of origin. That continues to be an absolute mystery. We still don't know what the cell of origin is. And there's all sorts of work that's been done to suggest that it might be sweat gland, might be hair follicle. It's a deep structure. Typically in the dermis is where these things arise, which is why in a case like this one that I presented of this woman, she had a truly subcutaneous nodule. And again, it supports this kind of dermal origin of these cells. In terms of cases, we're not sure that we really have adequate capture of all the cases. Maybe this is one that now that we have more effective therapy, we'll get a more complete and accurate assessment. These are small blue cell tumors. They look like small cell tumors in other parts of the body, but when they arise in the skin, you know, primarily, then they're rightly called Merkel cell carcinoma. We think there's a couple thousand cases a year, but not more than that.
Really? That's a lot.
You know, it's a population that has, I think, fallen between the cracks. Even at major centers, many of them are head and neck. About 50% plus of them present in a head and neck location and will often be triaged to head and neck surgeons for initial surgical management. But the rest of them happen elsewhere and most commonly in the extremities, so they'll be managed upfront by a more general surgical oncologist. And then who sees them for medical oncology, it totally depends on, kind of referral patterns and otherwise. But if you look at the registry data, it's really hard to know whether we're even fully capturing this population of patients. Many of them might be getting called, small cell cancer NOS and not accurately classified.
It's interesting. If you were to see a patient, for example, if you had seen this patient or saw a patient like her earlier on after the primary tumor removal and lymph node dissection, who would be willing to pay for the drug, whatever, would you use avelumab in the adjuvant setting?
I think it's perfectly reasonable. There are a couple of phase two trials, adjuvant trials being mounted now to at least try to, track these patients in that setting to understand, even without a proper control arm initially, what the effect might be. In the absence of that data, what I used to say before ESMO was we really don't know about the adjuvant benefit of these PD-1 antibodies in any setting. Well, now in melanoma, we know. And so to then cross over to a rare tumor type like Merkel cell, where who knows how long it'll take for us to get definitive data, I think it's perfectly reasonable. The safety profile, in my view, is such of PD-1 monotherapy in the adjuvant setting to say that, given the activity of these drugs in the metastatic setting in this population, that is, I think, a reasonable discussion to have with a patient, recognizing that we don't know if the benefit is maintained or possibly worse, possibly better to deploy it in the adjuvant setting. But for a patient who understands those concerns and would be willing to cover the cost if their payer weren't, I don't see a reason to withhold.